Hello, I'm Roger Elliott of Uncommon Knowledge, and welcome to your audio insight from hypnosisdownloads.com on how conversation can make you happy, or at least happier. Now, it's almost a cliché that it's the small pleasures that make us happy, but there's so much truth contained within a cliché. Research has found that younger people assume that it will be the huge moments of achievement or romance or other peak and powerful short-lived experiences that will make them happy. But it seems that older people tend to appreciate that actually it's the daily small pleasures that keep us feeling good. It may feel wonderful to stand on the peak of Everest or close a huge business deal or have that perfect romantic encounter, and of course it does, but peak experiences, like intense firework explosions, can be dazzling but don't tend to be sustainable. We may also come to feel that unless life is full of these kinds of peak moments, which may have been very rare events, then life just isn't any good and we can't be happy. And it's these highlight events that are often showcased on social media. There is then perhaps a pressure to feel that we should be having these awesome, amazing and astonishing, not to say impressive to other people, experiences every day. But is there another way to happiness? One interesting study found that enjoying small interactions on a daily basis seems to promote happiness in the young as well as the old. So it's not just when we reach our twilight years that simple, fun or meaningful interactions lower stress and promote daily happiness, but right the way through life. This could be useful for young people to understand, so as not to feel so pressured to always be having awesome, amazing and incredible peak experiences and feeling bad when they don't. Now, I realise I'm generalising here about the young and the old, but it does seem to broadly be like that, regarding younger and older strategies to be happy. Anyway, the research carried out in 2023, entitled Quality Conversation Can Increase Daily Wellbeing, studied more than 900 students who were instructed to participate in one of seven communication behaviours, which were catching up, meaningful talk, joking around, showing care, listening, valuing others and their opinions, and offering sincere compliments. Each student engaged in one of these behaviours once during the day and subsequently reported their levels of anxiety, well-being, stress and loneliness at the day's end. The study's findings demonstrated that the specific type of conversation engaged in was less significant than the simple act of having a conversation in the first place. According to Professor Jeffrey Hall, the study's primary author, and I'm quoting him here, one of the key takeaways from this study is that there are various pathways to achieve the same goal. There's substantial research indicating that both the quality and the quantity of interactions are linked to reduced loneliness, increased happiness, and enhanced connections. Quality conversations were particularly influential, as the research revealed that individuals who engaged in more high-quality conversations experienced a greater boost in their well-being. This ties in with other research that found that having more meaningful so-called deep conversations tends to make us happiest. In that research carried out in 2018, it was found that more meaningful conversations made people happier. What's more, this held good for all types of people, whether they were extrovert or introvert, and people who exchanged more meaningful information about relationships, politics, or whatever, were happier. It was also found that people underestimate how interested others are in their lives, and this may be why these meaningful conversations are avoided. And people enjoy deeper conversations more than they imagine they will. Anyway, back to the original study. Professor Hall emphasised, and I'm quoting again, the more you listen to your friends, demonstrate care, value others' opinions, and invest time in meaningful conversations, the better you will feel by the day's end. The study's experimental design strongly suggests that meaningful conversations directly contribute to an improvement in well-being. Professor Hall pointed out, the experimental design ensures that it's not limited to individuals who are already leading fulfilling lives. This study indicates that anyone who dedicates time to high-quality conversations can enhance their well-being. Communication has the power to alter our emotional state on any given day. It just takes one meaningful conversation. Moreover, face-to-face communication had a more pronounced positive effect on happiness compared to electronic communication methods. The research is interesting in that joking around was also found to increase happiness, and we might not usually think of banter and joking as meaningful, but of course it tends to be fun and therefore feel good. And I would say it can be a meaningful way of bonding, and we might joke around meaningful topics, and certainly humour has been found to increase intimacy. The study gave an array of 7 ways to encourage meaningful interaction. I'll repeat them here. People were encouraged to catch up with those they hadn't seen in a while, engage in some meaningful talk, joke around, show care for someone else, listen, value others and their opinions, and offer sincere compliments. I think this helps people focus away from themselves and their own concerns, which, perhaps paradoxically, helps us feel better. These strategies help us really think about what other people might need, and therefore draws us into the community whirl of social life and prevents us standing aloof on its edges. Of course, there's a time and a place for really deep or intimate talk. I'm not going to divest myself of all my personal concerns or problems to someone I've just met or I'm waiting in line with at the grocery store, but having a bit of banter or even shared grumbling about service with a stranger can build a sense of connection. The deeper conversations can be reserved to those who we know better. There is a caveat, though. Yet more research found that pursuing happiness for its own sake, rather than letting it simply be a byproduct of what we do and the way we live, can, ironically, make us less happy. The enjoyment needs to be intrinsic. In other words, we need to enjoy meaningful conversations for their own sake, and not just because we're trying to calculate how they can make us happier. So, what are the takeaways from this? So firstly, we can remember that happiness isn't just about achieving incredible feats or having huge wins in life. Those can be thrilling, but day-to-day happiness is made up of small enjoyments and satisfactions. We can purposefully use an array of strategies to encourage more meaningful conversations into our day. Joking around and banter can feel meaningful as well as deepening shared conversation. At least one meaningful conversation should be face-to-face on any given day. Meaningful conversations can help us increase a sense of gratitude for the qualities of other people and therefore take focus off the self, which can make us happier. In the study at least, everyone became happier through focusing more on the quality of their conversations, regardless of whether they were happy already in their lives or not. And all this comes with the caveat that we really should seek the intrinsic enjoyment of conversation rather than just engage in it because we've heard it would make us happier. Right, I'm off to have a laugh and discuss some ideas with a good friend. So I hope you found this useful. More than 100 audio insights are to be found within the hypnosisdownloads.com members section, the Growth Zone. So to find out more, just go along to the site and click on the Join Us link at the top right. I'm Roger Elliott of Uncommon Knowledge. Thank you for listening, and I hope you enjoyed this audio insight from hypnosisdownloads.com.